Happiness is not of this world. Item 20. Mankind, in general, from all walks of society, is constantly complaining either that he is not happy or that happiness was not made for him. This, dear brothers and sisters, proves better than any possible form of reasoning the truth of the maxim from the book of Ecclesiastes. Happiness is not of this world. Indeed, not riches, power, or even the blossom of youth are essential conditions for happiness. Furthermore, not even by uniting these three elements, so desired by many, can happiness be assured, because we are constantly hearing of people of all ages, even those from the most privileged classes, bitterly complaining of the situation in which they find themselves. Before this fact, it is inconceivable that the militant and working classes envy with great anxiety the positions of those who are apparently favored by fortune. In this world, despite what anyone can do, each must face his own part of work and misery, his quota of suffering and deceptions, from which it is easy to reach the conclusion that the earth is a planet of trials and atonement. However, do not deduce from my words that the earth is perpetually destined to remain a penitentiary. No, certainly not. From the progress that has already been achieved, we may readily infer further progression, and from the various social betterments obtained, new and more fertile improvements. This is the immense task allotted to this new doctrine which the spirits have revealed. So then, dear children, may you be animated by a saintly emulation, so that you may energetically change your ways. Everyone should dedicate themselves to the propagation of Spiritism, which has already begun your own regeneration. It is your duty to help your brothers and sisters to participate in the rays of the sacred light. Accordingly, set to work, dear children. Let us hope that within this solemn reunion, all hearts may aspire to this great objective, which is to prepare a world for future generations where the word happiness is no longer meaningless. François Nicolas Madeleine, Cardinal Morlot, Paris, 1863.